This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم أقيم الصلاة لذكري السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen May the mercy and the blessing of Allah be upon all of us every day and every night, inshallah. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, in life, there are five levels of jihad. The first jihad is jihad talib ilm, seeking knowledge. Every Muslim, male or female, they are responsible to seek knowledge. There are two types of knowledge. One is fardu ain and the next fardu kifaya. Fardu ain means a knowledge that every Muslim must learn. Young and old, male and female, everybody must know about their minimum responsibility towards Allah as a Muslim. That is number one. The first level is to seek knowledge. There is no excuse for a Muslim to say, I do not know about the basic teaching of Islam. The second thing after seeking knowledge is very important to have the right understanding. There are a lot of people who have seek a lot of knowledge, but their understanding differ from one to another. The companion, when they seek knowledge from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their understanding all is the same. Where the understanding of the Ummah later on always differ from one to another. Why? Because of the understanding. We should not try to understand Islam according to the way we like to understand, but we should try to understand the way Allah wants us to understand. Just example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayhi Allahi wa rasulihi wa attaqullaha innallaha samiun alim. Allah Rabbul Alamin is telling us as a believer, you are not supposed to put your own understanding, your own view, or the saying of anyone ahead of what Allah have said in his book and what the Prophet have explained to all of us. Because we don't understand more than Allah, neither we can understand the wahyu Islam more than our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the basic guideline as the first adab. It's just like when you follow the imam, you are not supposed to be ahead of the imam. You must have the patience to follow the imam. You have to follow him. Now, understanding the knowledge that we have is very, very important. Now, a lot of people claim they have understood what they have learned. But still, when come to amal, the third level, they fail. They do not practice what they have learned. How can you say, I know what I'm learning, but I'm not practicing? You know this is sunnah, but you don't apply the sunnah in your daily life, in your salah especially. Example, then what is the difference between people who do not know and the people who knows? When Allah has said, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي أَلَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, Allah is asking us, do you think there is a similarity between people of knowledge and people who don't have knowledge? People have understanding and people who don't have the right understanding. It cannot be equal. it cannot be the same. Now, after you have reached the third level, seeking knowledge, understand you act upon the knowledge. The third level is to act upon the knowledge. Then the fourth level is to spread the knowledge. Last night we have a sister, I do not know whether she's with us tonight or not. She came all the way from China mainland, from a village that not even one single Muslim is there. Alhamdulillah, she's here for a few months and she is exposed to Islam. She was very worried about, what can I do? How should I behave? How should I dress when I go home to my village, where all my family members are not yet Muslim, all the surrounding 100% are not yet Muslim? I said, you try your level best to do what you can. When the Prophet was appointed by Allah, nobody was a Muslim yet. All are mushrikeen. But alhamdulillah, with the patience and the faith and the way the Prophet conveyed the message through his character, through his own uswatun hasana, alhamdulillah, one by one people start to change. And maybe you will make changes in your village, to your community. Allah knows best. You must have faith, important. Yeah? When you have the knowledge, you act upon the knowledge, then you have a responsibility to convey the knowledge. This is the fourth level. And the last level, while you are conveying the knowledge, what must we have, brothers and sisters? After conveying the knowledge, what should we have? We must have patience, sabar. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We must have the patience. People may not accept the changes in you. People may not accept what you have conveyed to them in the beginning because something is totally new to them. But you must be firm with what you believe. You don't let your environment change you again. You try your best to change the environment. Inshallah, Allah will give you victory after you have the patience. Brother and sister, tonight I'd like to share with you one of the hadith Qudsi, very interesting hadith. Maybe I've shared with you some of it before, but today I'll share with you the whole hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lamma khalaqallahu Adam wa nafakha fihi ruh athisa faqala alhamdulillah فحمد الله بإذن الله فقال له ربه يرحمك ربك يا آدم اذهب إلى أولئك الملائكة إلى ملأ منهم جلوس فسلم عليهم فقال السلام عليكم فقالوا وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله ثم رجع إلى ربه فقال هذه تحيتك وتحية النبي والتحية بنيك بينهم قال الله عز وجل وعلا ويداه مقبود مقبودتان اختر أيهما شئت فقال اخترت بيمين ربي وكلتا يديه ربي يمين يمين مباركة ثم بسطها فإذا فيها آدم وذريته فقال أي رب ما هؤلاء فقال هؤلاء ذريتك فإذا كل إنسان مكتوب أمره بين عينيه بين عينيه فإذا فيهم أدوأهم أو من أدوائهم لم يكتب له إلا 40 سنة قال يا رب ما هذا قال هذا ابنك داود وقد كتب له عمره 40 سنة قال أي ربي زده في عمره قال ذاك الذي كتبت له qal fa inni ja'altu lahu min umri sittin sana. Sittina sana. Qala anta wazak husnil jannah fasakal jannah. Fasakanal jannah masha'allah thumma uhbitu minha. Ilal akhir hadis. Narrated by Abi Hurairah, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "When Allah created Adam and breathed soul into him, he Adam sneezed. Then he said, 'Alhamdulillah.' Adam start to say, 'Alhamdulillah.' When you sneeze." It is a sunnah to say Alhamdulillah. By his permission, of course, you can do all these things only with the permission of Allah. And then Allah said to him, Allah respond to Adam, "Your Lord has bestowed mercy on you, Yarham. Rabbuka Yarham." Allah also respond to Adam's knees. At this, his Lord said to him, "Your Lord has bestowed mercy on you, O Adam. Go to those angels sitting there and greet them." Go to the angel and greet the angels. So Adam went to the angel and said, "Assalamu alaikum." Now, this greeting of peace is not new. It is from Adam alayhi salam. So Adam gives salam to the angels. Then the angel respond to Adam and said, "Wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullah." Allahu Akbar. There is the adab. When you give salam to somebody, the one who respond to you should respond in a better manner. If a person says "Assalamu alaikum," you say "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah." If a person gives you salam, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah," you should respond, "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh." Just that. You don't have to add "He Ta'ala," because "He Ta'ala" was not taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, neither was practiced by any of the Sahaba or all the great four Imams. But later on, people just like to add. We like to plus and plus. Thing that you are not supposed to plus. The thing that you should plus, you don't plus. I don't know why. What is the thing that Allah loves you to plus? When you do good thing, when you give sadaqah, when you do charity, give more and give more. Anfiq. Ya Ibn Adam. Anfiq. Anfiq alayk. Allah said, if you spend, I spend on you. The more you spend, I spend on you. No. That one, no. Yeah, but thing that the Prophet do not want you to add, this is what we like to add. This is what Satan loves most. The ayah that was recited by the Imam also talk about what happened to Shaitan. Then he came back to Allah. Adam came back to Allah after giving salam to the angels. Allah now said to him, "It will be your greeting and the greeting of your offspring. It will be your greeting and the greeting of your offspring." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, having made his hand closed, Allah closed his hands. And then Allah said to Adam, just select any one of them. Select. Now Adam said, I select the right hand, and both the hand of my Lord are right and blessed. Two hands, but both hands is right. It's something very unique for Allah Rabbul Alamin. Now, do the hands of Allah look like our hand? No. Laysa kamith shay. Never imagine that Allah's hand is like any of our hands. No. Then Allah spread it out. There was Adam and his generation. That's where all of us come in. Then Allah Adam asked, "Oh Allah, who are those people? Who are these people?" There are so many people that Allah showed to Adam alayhi salam. Allah said, "They are your children." Who are the children of Adam? All of us are children of Adam. Every human being's life is written between his eyes. Our lifespan has been written between our two eyes. Among them was a man with the brightest face. Among all the people that Allah showed to Adam, there was one that attracted Adam's attention most, because his face is the brightest. For him, Allah said, was written only 40 years of age. He will live for 40 years. Khalas. After 40 years, he's gone. Adam said, "Oh my Lord, who is this?" Allah said, "This is your son, Dawood, alayhi salam." That's why when they say Prophet David, they also relate with the Star of David. Yeah, obvious when people talk about David, they relate with the star. So his lifespan is written 40 years. Adam said, "Oh Lord, increase his age." Now Allah loves us to ask. When Allah talked to, when Allah created Adam, he called all the angels to make sujood. And then among the group of the angel, Shaitan is not an angel, but jinn, he refused. Allah asked him, this is the ayah that the Imam was reciting in our Qiyam. Allah asked him, "Why don't you make sujood to Adam, which I command you to do?" He said, "No. Because ana khayru minhu, I am better than him. Khalaqtani minna wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created Adam from clay, I was created from fire." So then Allah cursed Adam. After Allah cursed him, Allah cursed Satan. Astaghfirullah. Yeah. I have to pull back. Yeah. Allah did not curse Adam. Yeah. Allah cursed the Satan. Then Satan, after being cursed, he never gave up hope with Allah. You see how Shaitan. He is the Shaitan. He is our number one enemy, but he never gave up hope with God. Immediately he responds to Allah, "Can you spare my life, spare my life, spare until the end of time?" Shaitan asked Allah to allow him to live until the end of the world. We didn't ask for so long. Even we love to live in this dunya. But Shaitan, you see, "I don't want to die that fast. Let me stay alive until the end of time." Allah answer his prayer. "You will live until the end of time." And that's why until today he's alive. Yeah? The original one, the one. Because jinn also die. Jinn also will perish. Yeah? Now, the lifespan that Allah has fixed for Daud is 40 years. Then Allah said, "This is what I have written down for him." He said, "Then I gave him 60 years of my age." Adam, now through his love towards this son, David, he said, "Oh Allah, take my 60 years and give it to him." He said, "Then I give him 60 years of my age." Allah answered, "This is between you and him. Live in paradise as long as you like. As long as Allah wished, then he was descended from it to the earth. He commit the sin." The ayah was talking about Adam too, in the Qiyam. Then Allah said, "You stay in paradise, but don't ever get close to this tree and eat the forbidden fruit." But Shaitan was very smart. He came to Adam. The way he talked to Adam, you know, "I love you so much. Do you know why you are not supposed to eat this tree or this fruit, from the tree? If you eat, you become an angel. You can become mortal and you will live forever. You will never die. Now, shaitan is giving some idea for waswahu. He come and make tashwish. Yeah. Being human again, Adam forgot something where Allah have forbid him. Now let us go back to this hadith. I gave him 60 years of my age. Allah said, this is between you and him. Live in paradise. He said to Adam, he lived there as long as Allah wished. Then he was descended from it to the earth. Adam was counting his age. Now Adam, he is a good mathematician. He remembered. He remembered what Allah promised him, that he will live 1,000 years. Then the angel of death came to him. Adam said to him, you have come too early. For me, 1,000 years. Allah have written for me 1,000 years. Now I'm just 940 years. How can you come to me now? I still have 60 years to go. The angel said, yes, Allah has fixed for you 1,000, but out of them you have given 60 years to Dawud. Adam denied. No. Adam denied. That's so his successors are all denied. And that's why we all of us like to deny. We have that character. It's not that Adam denied purposely. Yeah. He forgot. So all his successors also forgot. We have the tendency of forgetting a lot of things. As you age, brother and sister, you will forget more. Yeah. The young also forgot. How about the elders? The elders also forgot a lot of things. Sometimes when I want to go up to my room to take something, I went up and then I came down. I don't know what I'm supposed to take. I have to go up the second time. And sometimes I have to go up the third time. This is part of our fitrah. Now what happened from that day? From that day, Allah ordered and commanded writing down and making witnesses for pledges. When you do any, when you say something, better write it down and sign off. Then you say you forgot. Now my, look at this signature, and there's a date there. You have made a pledges before. You have promised to do this, do that. Look at this. From that day, Allah wants every one of us who have committed themselves with something, have promised something, it's better to write it down, because if not, we will argue again. And that's why Allah Rabbul Alameen want all contract to be signed. What we learn from this hadith, brother and sister, we learn the adab of sneezing. When you sneeze, we are Muslim, we say Alhamdulillah. And the other one, we say Yarhamkullah. And the hadith of the Prophet in other hadith say, you, the sneezer's response is Ihdikum Allah wa yuslih ba'alakum. And the way the Muslim always wish each other is with the greeting of peace. We have to use this among ourselves, because one of the signs of the hour, the Prophet did say that there will come a time where Muslim will only give salam to people whom they knew. Even among us are Muslim, when you walk past each other, because you don't know him, you don't give salam. And if you give salam, normally I will offer salam to any Muslim. They will look at me, they never respond. Do you know why? This is the sign of the hour, and it's happening now. They don't respond because they look at you. I don't know who you are. Who is this guy? Who is this Chinese guy? He's Muslim or non-Muslim? You know? Maybe we do not know. So sometimes they look at us, Some say I'm a Japanese, some say I'm just like, you know, yeah, from China. Yes, yeah, we are Chinese. Yeah. But just an example. When anyone offer you the greeting of peace, brother and sister, you have no right, yeah, to not to respond. Just respond first. Until you are sure that the one who offer you is not yet a Muslim. Even then, when Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, وَإِذَا حُيِّتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَرُدُّهَا. When anyone offer you the greeting of peace, respond to their greeting. And you must respond better than the one who offer you. This is what Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, the adab of giving and responding to salam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make, yes, some explanation. The Prophet said, "Man sallama alayka min khalqillah fardud alayhi wa in kana yahudiyan aw nasraniyan aw majusiyan." Rawahu Abu Dawud. Now the Prophet said, whoever offer you the greeting of peace among the creation of Allah, min khalqillah, creation of Allah, Chinese, Indian, white, black, they are all creation of Allah. If anyone gave you, respond. Even the one who offer you this greeting of peace is a Yahud or Nasara or Majus. You know, Majus means the Mushrikeen, not the Ahli Kitab. Yahud, Nasara, Ahli Kitab, Majus and not Ahli Kitab. If they offer you the greeting, Farudud Alay, respond to the greeting. But of course, then the Prophet guide his Ummah. How to respond? You just respond, Wa Alayka or Wa Alaykum. Wa Alayka or Wa Alaykum. That's enough. The meaning, same to you. If they have bad intention, we do not want to dirty our tongue. We do not want to use bad word. We just say, same to you. If your intention is to curse me, everything will go back to you. If your intention is good, the goodness will go back to you. Islam teaches us manners. Even people are saying bad about you, if you can control, you use a better word to respond. Use the positive energy. And may Allah help us, inshallah. And may Allah accept all our deeds and reward us for our sabar. We'll see you tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.